Have I told you lately that I love you? But what am I doing there? I'm planting a seed. You know, hopefully my smile, hopefully just my disposition, my desire to want you to be happy, my desire to want you to be blessed in your life. You know, I'm planting seeds, aren't I? Good seeds that hopefully spring up, as the gospel says. It bears much fruit. You know, this is, this particular gospel made me think of Paul's letter to the Galatians. And he said that, and notice how he ends this. It's kind of funny, actually, I think. He says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows." I think that's another t-shirt for Doug and I. We reap what we sow. "The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." And here's the line. See what large letters I use as I write to you with my own hand. Again, he's trying to say, listen, you know, I'm writing this in big letters. It's because it's important what we're talking about here. How important it is for us to spread the seed of the kingdom of God all around us. You know, we've been invaded, haven't we? And that goes to another reading about these seeds. Jesus told his disciples another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in the field, but while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, 'Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?' 'An enemy did this,' he said." What we're experiencing right now is this planting of these weeds, if this is to be the new normal, that this field of weeds, rather than this beautiful grove of flowers and sprouting trees and the beautiful plants that produce all kinds of fruit. Instead of all that, it's the weeds. And this is meant, we're told, to be the new normal. Just sit down and just shut up. Can you see what's going on there? And so what do? Well, we tried to shout from the rooftops to say the enemy is at the gate. It's approaching. We need to do everything we can to stop it. Well, either those who spoke up were shot down, or very few were willing to speak. And so here we are. The enemy is inside the gate. And so what do? Well, I think for one, we have to help everybody understand that weeds are not a new normal, that we don't just accept that. So there's that. But what we need to be about is planting as many seeds as we can possibly be. Seeds of the kingdom of God. Seeds that are meant to please God. Seeds that grow up and produce much fruit. We're called to let that spread so that it overwhelms the wheat, so that the wheat is hardly even noticeable anymore. So it certainly isn't a new normal for all of us that the weeds, in other words, dominate who we are and what the kingdom of God is like. "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, It produces much fruit. It's this death. What does that mean? Dying to ourselves. Dying to our own idea of what life is all about. Building up our bank accounts. Buying finer clothes and cars. Focused on those instead of what? Instead of spreading the good, the love, the kindness, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, self-control. You see, if we're just huddled in our own comfort zones, feeding our own flesh with our own stuff, we're just a seed. We don't reach up to our greatest potential, to the best version of who we are. We just remain just a seed in our hard husk heart. We need to be generous, in other words. We need to germinate, break open, let our potential soar all around us. I've been counseling with so many people that are coming to me and saying, you know, look what's happened to my brother or my dad or my sister or my cousin or my friend. You know, what do we do? They've been completely taken captive by this kingdom of weeds. What do we do? And I always say this in so many words. Plant seeds. Plant seeds. Plant seeds. Let them see your joy. Let them see your love. Let them see your generosity. Let them see your eagerness to help. Let them see your great humor, the smile on your face, the twinkle in the eye, the dance in your step. Let them see that something happened to you. So much so that they go, I can't live in this husk anymore. I can't live in this dark emptiness any longer. You found something. Can you tell me what you found? Now the evangelization starts. Do you see? We certainly can't dictate from our high horse. I know better than you. I go to the better mass. I'm a Catholic and you're not. Whatever. However we push them away with our pomposity and our elitism. No. No. Remember, it's this. It's an open heart. It's a seed that's germinated, that's cracked open, and that is rising to its highest potential. It's all of that. That's what we're called to do. My brothers and sisters, okay, we tried to warn. Not enough came out of their hard husk to do anything about it. So now what? We got to build the kingdom of God. We can't sit around and be unattractive in our grousing about everything and the end of the world, okay, well, I'll go shopping and golfing because the end of the world's coming, the comets are coming, you know. No! We're called to be Johnny Appleseeds. We're called to plant wherever we can everything that God has given us. And things so simple as smiling, as offering a kind word, doing this with our lives, helping them to see that we found something and it's amazing. And you need to have this too. You need to have this too. An enemy got in the gate, but we're not sitting by. You'll notice that we just passed through Memorial Day. You've heard me say I'm like a starstruck teenager around military, law enforcement, anybody who puts their life on the line. Oh my goodness, that's love. That's selflessness to the nth degree. And so I'm awestruck by people who chose that. But see, we can do that in the simplest ways in our own lives. Put ourselves aside. And our need to be approved or even our need to just, not deal with people or whatever it is, However, we remain in that hard husk of self-centeredness. And so these heroes, I mean, the complete opposite of self-centeredness. We got a mission. God's calling us to it. We need freedom in this land. Sign me up. It's amazing. And we remembered all those who gave the ultimate price this past Memorial Day. I think you've noticed, too, I planted a bunch of flags all through the yard. And it only dawned on me like 3 days ago that, oh yeah, Monday is Flag Day. That's not why I did it. You know why I did it? I'm being obnoxious. I am so tired of these weeds that are being planted, that we're bad as Americans, that flags are bad, that heroes are bad. Defund the heroes. I'm so tired of this. And so what am I doing? Instead of sitting and barking at them, I'm planting seeds. We're planting flags. We're just letting our patriotism be known and out there and exposed for all to see. These are the kinds of seeds that we need to do. Pretty soon, in just a couple of weeks, is the 4th of July, Independence Day. Free from what? Tyrants. The tyrants are inside the gate right now. We need to rise up together. Remember, USA, united, strong in our supernatural faith, and acting in any way that God is calling us to do that. USA. One of my favorite figures of all of our American history, and I got a taste of him when I was young, is President Ronald Reagan. He gave an inauguration speech on January 20th, 1981, and I connected another dot because I've been encouraging you, and I'll encourage you once again, come to my birthday party. June 24th, right? Less than 2 weeks away. We're going to have brats and burgers. I've been saying that's going to be the messianic banquet when we get to heaven, brats and burgers. But we're going to, I want to make a big deal out of this, you know, not because I need, you know, praise or anything, but it's special for me this year. You know why? Because 40 years ago, this birthday is when I got my one-day conversion. I wasn't thinking so much of being a priest all the days prior to that, and one day I said, I'm going to be a priest. It came so strong I couldn't deny it. I told my parents, we called the vocation director, the rest is history, and I haven't regretted one second of my priesthood. I love being a priest. It came in one day. On my 23rd birthday, so this is the 40th anniversary of that one day calling. And for those of you who might know this date, it was June 24th, 1981, that I was called to the priesthood. That's when our lady first started appearing in Medjugorje. Pretty amazing, God. But anyways, so this speech, January 20th, 1981, came just what, 5 months before my calling. I don't recall this speech or that it had an impact on me, but maybe it did. Maybe I was so impacted by this speech that it got my wheels turning. And thinking more deeply, that led to prayer, that led to my vocation. I don't know, but they are profound words. And I just want to share a portion of that with you, and that's why I'll close today. Let's be inspired by this great hero of our American history, President Ronald Reagan. If we look to the answer as to why, for so many years, we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here, in this land, we unleashed the energy and the individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. It is no coincidence that our present troubles parallel and are proportionate to the intervention and intrusion in our lives that result from unnecessary and excessive growth of governance. Tyranny. It is time for us to realize that we are too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams. We are not, as some would have us believe, doomed to an inevitable decline. I do not believe in a fate that will fall on us no matter what we do. I do believe in a fate that will fall on us if we do nothing. So, with all the creative energy at our command, let us begin an era of national renewal. Let us renew our determination, our courage, and our strength. Let us renew our faith and our hope. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.